So I'll wait a minute or two, see if anyone else shows up.
All right, Jamie, how's it going?
Pretty good, Joe. How you doing?
Very good. Paul, everything okay? You're on mute, Paul. Well, looks like Paul is going to remain silent as well.
I kind of needed to
Oh, here he
talk.
comes. Here he
My
comes.
audio. I clicked the button to join with the computer audio. Apparently, it didn't take.
All right.
Yeah, I
Are you
leave
doing,
mine muted
Jamie?
anyway if I'm not talking, just so I don't take a chance of getting any feedback or something.
Okay.
Anything new in the neighborhood, Keith?
Not really. I mean, things have been fairly quiet.
All right.
I got a couple yards I got to report to the city, but other than that, not a lot going on.
Right.
By the way, Keith, I haven't heard anything from the tenants we have. I think the problem was because they didn't explain it completely. I think the cats were going from their yard to our tenant's yard and doing their duty in their flower bed, and that's why it was very smelly at times. I was thinking it was coming across the street when I said that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that would be.
But anyway, I think that whatever happened, they haven't complained anymore, and I think we're cool and we won't do anything until we, you know, they say there's something wrong. So I think whatever you did, I don't know what went on, but everything is cool for right now.
Well, what
Very.
I did is I reported them to the city, and the city sent me an email back saying, you need to call animal control.
Right. Okay.
And I was just following up to make sure that there wasn't still an issue.
Yeah, and that's what I think is the issue. There isn't an issue right now temporarily, so we'll keep
Okay.
you posted, but thank you for your attention, you guys.
You're welcome. Well, I don't know if anyone's going to show up, but it's 19:03, 7:03 p.m. Without objection, I'm going to start the meeting. Paul, did you get the minutes of the last meeting?
Yes, I did.
Did you review them? Is there anything you want changed?
No, it's all good.
Okay. I think it's good too, so I'll make the motion that we approve those minutes. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. The minutes are approved. Moving on to the next topic under old business in the neighborhood news. I don't know if any of y'all noticed or not, but we had an issue with the newsletter for some reason, and we still don't know why. The post office decided not to deliver our newsletter 2 times in a row. So for 4 months, there was no newsletter. Although we did the newsletter and it's out on bphoa.info, they didn't do it. So, after some thought, and we talked about this at our last board meeting, we decided to go all digital. We're going to go around the post office. So, if you're subscribed to Town Square or Jamie's List, or if you just want to pick it up from bphoa.info, you can get it from any one of those 3 areas. Otherwise, folks aren't going to get the newsletter.
And I also emailed
That's what I'm saying. You emailed it too. Yeah.
it and posted on Town Square. And then Jamie also emailed it.
So,
Can I interject?
yes.
Hey, Joe, about how
Hey.
many homes are represented in Town Square? Just curious. Do you have an estimate?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
The reason why I ask is because it seems like every time I send an email out, I'll get an email back that's no longer good. So it's either someone has moved or something like that. So on the last one I put out, I said, go to Town Square, sign up to get further because eventually I probably won't have as many on my list as well, I already don't have as many as I used to. And
Right.
I can't remember back when we were doing our takeover thing, how many homes my list actually encompassed. I don't even know now, but if these people, and I guess maybe I'll put out an email and just say, hey, everyone that's getting this, please go to Town Square, or let me know if you want me to take you off or something. Because at some point, it'd be good to have them just come from Town Square until if we whatever if we do something different with the association. At that point, we could figure something else out. But
So Keith and I both have a complete list of current email addresses, and so that's probably the best way to distribute the newsletter. And then to answer your question, we have 190 people represented on Town Square, which is pretty good.
yeah, I've only got like 100 and something emails.
Okay.
I was just curious at how many homes that represented. I don't know. I just have a list that, but I've had to remove about 10 that's come back undeliverable over the last
Okay. Well, if you want me to, I can send Keith the most current email list, and then Keith can send it to you so you have
yeah,
it.
I can always, me and Keith get together every now and then. I can always, we can cross-reference our list, Keith, to see. Because if everyone on my list is on Town Square, I don't need to have it really.
Well, truthfully, my list needs to be updated because I update it with WCAD, but yeah, it takes like a day or two for me to do that. But once I do, I have a current list. What I don't have is a current list with everyone's account number. So if Joe could send me a current list with everyone's account number, that would be helpful.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. I was just strictly talking about email communication, but we can talk about it later.
Yeah,
My
because
list will.
every now and then someone will contact me about their account, and they'll be like, okay.
So my list will have the current email, phone number, address, name, and the account number. It'll have
Cool.
everything.
Cool. So in this change, Neighborhood News is doing the newsletter for $50 per page. This last newsletter had three pages, so it should be $150 that were charged. Prior, when we were doing it through the mail, we were paying postage, and usually the newsletter was four pages. So, and it's possible it'll go to four pages when we do, like, the Halloween decorations or Christmas or something like that, if we've got more articles. But we were paying $310 every other month for the newsletter. Now we're paying 150 to 200 every other month. So we're saving about $600 a year in this change. Now we've lowered the reach. We don't have as great a reach because we were sending it not just to homeowners, we were sending it to all the renters. We were sending it to everyone in Bradford Park, even if you weren't part of the HOA. And we were sending it to all the offsite owners as well. So there's not much I can do with the post office. They are what they are. So we decided to go around them. We're saving some money. And if everyone really, really wants to get the newsletter, it's always on bphoa.info. So that's the change. We're all digital now on the newsletter. The next newsletter articles will be due, let's see, September 1st, November 1st will be the deadline for newsletter articles. So if anyone wants to write an article, let me know, send them to me. I'll get it proofread by Dee Dee, and I'll get them sent to Neighborhood News, and we'll get it published. All righty.
Perfect.
Okay. Any questions about that? No questions. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to the next one. Going on to our favorite topic, the crumbling masonry wall. We sent out a letter to the five homeowners who were affected. We sent it by certified mail. Two of them responded to, and those two said that they wanted to take the deal that we had worked out with. I think it's Overall Solutions. And the other three, one was sent to a post office box. And the post office said, "There, we delivered it." And we're like, "Yeah, but we wanted a signature, so we know they got it, but all right, fine." And the other two just chose not to get it. I think they saw that it was from us, and they just said, "Nope, we're not doing it." So I asked the association attorney, "What do we do for something like that?" Do we, hire what justice of the peace or someone to go and like a process server to go and serve them? And he says, well, that's expensive. It's like $300 an hour. I'm like, ouch. So he said if it was him, he would just go and, knock on doors and just deliver the letter. So Jamie and I, about 2 weeks ago, I think it was the 29th of August, if I recall, we decided to go and knock on doors. And the one homeowner at 3215, Elizabeth Ann, we know for a fact that's a renter, so no sense going there. We knocked on the other two doors, 3217, 3219. 3217 wasn't home, so we got packing tape and taped the letter in an envelope to their door. And 3219, their mother was home, and she didn't speak any English or very little, and so we left it with her, and we communicated enough that she was going to give it to her son. We still, to my knowledge, have not heard from those folks. Joe, have you heard from them?
I have not.
Okay, so we have not heard from those folks. The other two have said that they want to accept the deal, and I'm of the opinion I'm kind of tired of playing games. So I think we've done all we can do. There's a saying a pastor once told me, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. Just make sure you do all you can do. And I'm pretty sure we've done that. So I think we should just
Agreed.
say again.
Agreed. Yeah.
Agreed. So I think we should just go ahead and be the third vote for this, and get this thing done, and make the decision for the other two who chose not to get the letter, and just bill it to their account, give them a 2 year 0% interest so they can make monthly payments, and if they don't pay it, we'll just it'll be an assessment at that point. So I make a motion that we fix the wall with overall solutions. Do I hear a second?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Heath, how much is the amount that it's apportioned to each one of those, would it be?
It's a little over $7,100 each.
Okay. Because, when I did the fence, which was 110 feet, that's not a bad price, I guess, because it cost me $4,500, I think it was. And that was a wooden fence, but they pulled up the poles and they put metal poles down. This is much more complicated, so that's probably a good price.
I'm not, worried about the price. My only concern is the fact that we're talking, who's footing the bill? Is it the HOA?
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to initially pay the bill, and then we're going to bill it back to those homeowners and give them 2 years at 0% to pay it back. That was what I put in the letter that we all agreed upon. So, yeah,
I
they're
understand,
going to pay for it.
but we're talking about struggling to get people to pay $170 a year for the, and we're going to hit them with $7,000 and expect them to pay it back.
Well, we got to do something. If we don't, Round Rock will, and that whole wall is leaning. If we want it to look uniform, we're going to have to get it fixed. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Hey, so where, okay, so this wall is off of Elizabeth Ann. Did the residents mess it up that lived behind there, or was that like someone else who messed it up? I'm
It's
sorry.
the foundation of the wall has started to fail. It has nothing to do with anybody damaging the wall.
It's crumbling. It's literally falling apart. And the entire
So
wall.
why would the residents, because it's behind their fence line?
Well, I went and did research when I was looking at that common area. It turns out that Round Rock owned that land. And then I asked our attorney, the HOA attorney, who owns that wall? And because I was looking to see who owned it, and he says, I don't know, let me check. And he said the homeowners do because there was no conveyance to the HOA when KB Homes built the subdivision. So each part of that wall is owned by each homeowner. It's their back fence.
Oh, that sucks for those homeowners if they got the notice and they don't know that they own.
Oh, they know it now.
We've been talking about it for 2 years.
Yes, as I was about to say that, he took the word straight out of my mouth.
Yeah, and what she just said was what I said 2 years ago. I said, you know, they're probably under the impression that the association owns that wall, which I would have thought. But come to find out that wasn't the case, that when we got the city to take over the landscaping so that we don't have to pay that. But the city said, no, that wall's not ours. and it wasn't the association's. And it turns out it is the homeowners. But I it does suck. But
it does.
You do about it.
And I asked the attorney, could the HOA pay for it? And he said, well, if you're sticking to your documents, which we like to do as much as possible, no. And I said, he said, we would have to accept a conveyance from the homeowners. But if we do that, then it would preclude any dissolution unless we put a stipulation that once the wall was done, it would go back to the homeowners. But then the cost of the thing is like $35,000 for the entire wall. And the HOA attorney told us that if we did that, we'd be subject to a challenge by any one of the homeowners. So they could literally challenge us, even though, say, most people want it done, one homeowner could challenge it. And we don't want to get into that fight. So, okay, I said, well, can we pay for part of it? And he said, I would advise you not to. So, yeah, this is where we're at. It's their back wall. They've got
and we
to
have
fix
to get
their
it
back
done.
Wall.
Yeah.
And we have to get it. We have to get, because it's where the city can see it, right?
Yep. It's right where they mow.
Oh, okay.
And it's literally crumbling. There's like pieces of cinder block falling onto the ground.
That's what I get for taking those pictures and sending them to you 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, we didn't. Well, I'm just curious. I was like, well, who owns what? And we haven't been on a board meeting for a long time. So,
well, the minutes are on bphoa.info, as is the audio and the video. So if you want to go back in time, you can look at all of that and see what we've done so far.
Okay. We're
and
good.
The other piece of that Keith didn't discuss is, you know, we're talking about the section between Donnell Drive and Bradford Park.
Correct.
There's another section
okay.
On the other side. It's even longer. If we pay for that one section, then, you know, then the board is responsible for any repairs to the other side. We just don't have covering.
And that would break us. This is $35,000. If we did the entire wall, it would probably be closer to a couple hundred thousand dollars, and we don't have that much money in the bank.
Okay. Oh, I always thought that was our that belonged to the HOA.
We all did.
So.
We all did. And it wasn't until I did some research we found out, nope, that's not the case.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I mean, there's just so many people on this meeting, so.
I'm glad there's people on the meeting, because I want them to know we've talked about this for 2 years, and we've gone through down every rabbit hole we can think of to make it less onerous on the homeowners. And the one that was the most viable was giving them a 0% interest loan for 2 years. And that, I think, is, I forget what the payments are, but they're like 300 and something a month.
Yeah. Well, and if they're like two renters, then they can figure out how to increase their rent to help pay for that or whatever they need to do.
There's only one that rents their home. The other four are owned by homeowners who live there.
Oh, well, they'll figure. Well, as a homeowner, you have to just figure it out. And we have a really low HOA fee.
And we've been trying to keep it that way in spite of inflation for the last 4 years.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, that being said, I said my piece and I will second your proposal.
A second's been heard. I will poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. Joe, contact Overall Solutions. Ask them to send a note or something on each of the homeowners' doors, letting them know when they're going to be tearing down their part of the wall so that they can keep the animals and stuff in.
Okay, got it.
Hey, Keith, how does the work get supervised? Or is there somebody that's going to supervise the work?
I'm not going to stand out there and watch them. They've got a mason who goes out there and does the work. I will go and look at the work as it's being done occasionally. And also when it's done, I'll look at it and make sure it's reasonably well done. But to be fair, I know very little about masonry work. So
I agree. The thing is, do we have, I didn't follow through and find out, you know, with the contractor, is there something of an acceptance criteria once they finish?
I'm not sure.
Alan brings up a good point. Just make sure there's something in the contract that covers, you know, bad work or something. What if a stone falls off after 2 months or something? You know, I don't know.
Right.
It's got to be some kind of warranty, I guess, maybe. Is that what
you're
saying?
It could be a simple warranty just to verify the quality of their work and whatnot. It doesn't
some kind of work warranty.
Yeah, it's something to think about.
Yeah, I'll ask.
Okay.
So that pretty much does it for the masonry wall, unless someone's got another comment or wants to talk more about it. I guess no one wants to talk about it. So
good job.
It's been beaten to death, I think, over the past couple of years.
The oxygen just left the room.
Yeah,
we've been talking about this for 2 years, and to be fair, Paul's been talking about it longer than that, and it's like it's finally come to a point where we've got to do something. I rode past there recently and noted that there was more wall on the ground, so it's continuing to crumble, so we've got to get it done, because if we don't, Rondrock will. And they have an ordinance now about fences. If your fence is not right, they will make you fix it, or they'll fix it and bill you.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't said anything already.
Oh, they have to me.
Oh, they did.
Because they thought we owned it. See, we thought they owned it. They thought we owned it. Turns out the homeowners own it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. I wish it could be different, but this is one of those situations. So, and I know I'm not going to make a lot of people happy, but, you know, we've been talking about it for 2 years. People have had the opportunity to chime in. Some have, most have not. And, you know, we did what we could do. So, and are doing what we can do. So, anyway, I'm going to move on to new business. Joe, we're supposed to approve the budget tonight, and I asked for a change, but I never got an email on that.
I just sent it.
Oh, you just sent it.
Right.
All right. Well, I got a question, and the question is, do we need to increase the assessment rate?
I don't believe so. Should I bring up the budget and financials?
Yeah, let me stop sharing my screen so that you can, okay?
Okay.
All righty.
All right, here we go. First of all, the financials. All right, can everyone read the balance sheet?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Too small.
I'm going to make it a little bit bigger.
That's better.
Okay, so as of 8/31, We have about 85,000 in the checking account, about 46,000 in the money market or reserve account. So we have a excellent cash balance of just south of 131,000. And so we're able to take on this project.
Okay.
All right. And then the next is the budget itself. And Paul, I'm going to do the best I can with this. Okay.
See where it was.
Okay. Anyway, so starting at the top right now, the proposed annual assessment is $170 a month, like it has been for at least 5 years during my tenure.
A year.
The number of units is 278. So we do the math. We collect every year 47,260. Does anyone, what's that?
In the bottom left, can you click that close button and get rid of that window on the side?
Yes.
There you go.
Sharing.
Okay. So does anyone have any question about the income, 47,260?
No, that's okay. Normal.
All right. So now we'll get into administrative expenses. And if the board has any questions, just interrupt me. I do a lot of budgets, so I sometimes go a little fast. Goodwin files two tax returns. The federal tax return is 455. We also do a franchise tax return. I don't think we've billed that yet, but usually that's somewhere around 200. But we know at least the accounting expense is going to be about $455. Mm-hmm. And then with accounting, we do an audit every year per the declaration. And so there's a variety of charges as they progress with the audit. But when they're done, it's usually about $2,500.
Right.
And then copies, we do a annual meeting usually in January, so the copy expense is higher. We mail bills, we mail violations. This number might be a little on the high side, but it's somewhere around $1,700 for the year. Last year we budgeted $1,800. And then dues, license, permits. Goodwin actually increased this yesterday to $60. So let me change that. And what this is the subscription for Town Square, which is our communication and bill payment portal mm-hmm. that 190 people are on. And then also Smart Webs. When we send a violation, we do that through Smart Webs. And so we bill every HOA $60 a month to reimburse Goodwin for that subscription.
Okay.
AR fees. The board knows about AR fees, but the homeowners, sometimes it's a little confusing. When a homeowner doesn't pay their bill, then Goodwin has a notification process. And it comes with fees, and it starts low at $45 and it increases. I think it tops out somewhere around $250 or $300. The HOA gets billed for that activity. We have an entire department that keeps track of people's past due accounts. And so Goodwin bills the HOA, and then when the homeowner eventually pays, then the HOA gets reimbursed. And so that's AR fees. And then also associated with that, if we have to turn an account over to the attorney charges attorney fees. And the same thing, the same concept, the HOA gets billed for the legal fees. And then when the homeowner finally pays their past due balance, including legal fees, then the HOA gets reimbursed. So that's a moderately confusing concept. So $6,000 for AR fees and $3,600 for legal fees. Then Goodwin charges a fee for their services. And last year it was $1,022 a month. We increased that 1.5% to try to keep up with inflation. And so then the management fee starting January 1st will be $1,037.
Right.
And then meeting expense, the board has a Zoom subscription that costs $160. And so we reimburse the board $160 for the Zoom meeting expense. Postage and delivery, all these things I talked about with copies apply with postage. And so about $1,200 a month or $1,200 a year. Then the newsletter, we changed this number from the version one budget. It's reduced now to an estimate of $200 every other month. So then that's now $1,200. And then social events, we have two on the budget. I don't know if we want to change National Night Out. Are we going to do that this year?
Nope.
Okay, so then I'm going to, are we going to do anything for Halloween?
We usually give out gift cards.
Okay, so does $300 for Halloween and Christmas
look good?
Yeah. It sounds fine.
Okay, so that's $600. When we add that up, then it's $30,601. All right, property expenses, we have none. We used to have a modest landscape fee. We found out the city of Round Rock owns that area. And so now we have zero property expenses and we used to have a landscape fee. Then with insurance, we have at least three insurance policies. One is to protect the board of directors, director and officer coverage for $2,200. Then we have property and liability. Mostly that's going to be if someone trips and falls on HOA property or if something happens to the front, the monument, not the wall because we don't own the wall. And that's broken into payments, $699 and then $277 a month. So the total is $2,915. And when we add everything, then it comes up $5,127 for insurance.
So I got a question on that insurance. We don't own any property. We don't own a monument. So
we have property coverage. You bring up a good point. If we don't own the monument, so I may have to look at the insurance policy. It comes up in February, and I'll ask the agent, look, we found out that we don't own the wall. We don't own the monument. So exactly what are we insuring? We have mailboxes. We have lights.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really all that the HOA owns. So I'll see if he can
bring that down a little bit. Yeah, I would think since we have no common areas at all, that there's nothing to insure would be my...
we probably are going to insure the lights and insure the mailboxes. But I agree that that number probably should be lower because I think they probably made the assumption that most HOAs own the monument. And if it gets damaged, if a car wrecks into it or something like that, it needs to have coverage. So I'll take a look at that before the policy renews in February. And so we might be able to get a little bit of savings on that. Okay. Going down to transfer to reserve. Currently, we have $500 a month, so we transfer money from the dues we collect over to the reserve account so that we have money in reserves. That's why we have a balance in the money market account. And that's $6,000 a year. So when we add everything up, the total expenses is $41,728. We collect $47,260. So we have extra money or money not allocated to budget spending of $5,532. And then just a reminder that we transfer $6,000 a month over to, or $6,000 a year over to reserves.
Mm-hmm.
So does anyone have any questions about the budget?
I had a quick question, Joe.
Yeah.
With the lawyer, so we pay some kind of lawyer fee per month or per year. And then if you guys need to get lawyer help for whatever, is there a fee or is that included in whatever we pay monthly or whatever it goes for lawyers?
It's an extra fee, but because we've already paid the lawyer this year for all of our questions, I don't think we're going to have a big legal expense next year pertaining to the wall. We've already done everything. So this is going to be just to collect past due balances from homeowners.
Oh, okay.
When they go to collection at the attorney's office.
Okay.
Okay. So with that, I'll turn it over to the board. If no one has any questions, then if we're prepared to, I would ask the board if they want to make a motion to approve the 2026 budget.
I have a question, but it's not about, I mean, it's about the transfer to reserves.
Go ahead.
It is the reserves, is that sitting there or do you take stuff? Do we use anything from the reserves throughout the year?
We don't.
Okay, so that technically should be increasing by 6,000 a year, is that right?
Yes, in fact, it has the numbers right here, the fund change from year to year. So it doesn't look like it's quite 6,000, but it's close to it.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Paul, do you have any issues?
Other than the investigating the insurance, I think we're good.
Okay. I don't have any issues with it either. Joe, again, I want to thank you for the 1.5% increase because you proposed a 3% increase. And I said we should lower that to 1.5, and you all did. And I wanted to thank you for that publicly.
You're welcome.
So with that, I make a motion that we approve this budget for 2026. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. The measure passes. The budget is approved for 2026. Joe, make sure we've got this ready for the annual meeting.
Yes, and we'll vote again to approve the budget exactly like we did in this meeting. But that time it'll be at a open.
It'll be the homeowners, not just us.
Right, right. They don't vote to approve the budget, but we keep them in the loop so they know where the money money gets spent.
Right.
Hey, okay. Keith, I had another question. When you're getting approvals, I'm not a board member. Can I chime in and do an approval? But I know you then get board approval. But during the preliminary way, can I you chime in to do approvals?
What do you mean approvals? I'm not understanding.
When you seek, you know, approval for something, you're just saying, like you just did this minute for approval for the budget. Is there something that I could chime in and say yay also? Or
is we need to ask for a second?
This is a board meeting, so the yay or nay is up to Paul and I. We don't have
a board member. Want to make sure, because if we ask somebody, I would say yay, but I would just silently agree. But anyway, thanks. Okay.
Well, we ask people's opinion because we want to include everyone.
Yeah, I agree. Sometimes you're looking at everybody silent, and I was going to raise my hand and say I approve, but I can't because I'm not a board member.
Right. At the annual meeting, you get to actually raise your hand and say yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be silent. Okay.
No, it's okay. I want to hear your
opinions you have on the subject, though. Feel free to voice them.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. But sometimes, you know, there's a silence when you are looking for initial or secondary. And I'm saying I would like to do it, but I know I can't. So anyway,
just because I'm not paying attention.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, that's it for the budget. Moving on to the assessment rate. Paul, I don't see a need to increase the assessment for next year. So I'm going to make the motion that we keep the assessment at 170.
No, I agree.
Second.
I second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. The assessment rate will be 170 for 2026. I believe that will be the fifth year in a row that we've kept it at that level, because it was 2022 that we started that. So, yeah,
Actually, really, you lowered it, didn't you?
Well, we first took over in 2021, it was 180. And then when we got on board, we lowered it to 170, and it's been there ever since.
Yeah, took it back to where it was before the previous board was raising it for nefarious reasons.
Exactly.
Or no reason at all, whatever you would say.
And I want to make sure everyone who's on the call understands. Through research for that common area, we found out that Round Rock owns all that area and a little bit of area here on Bradford Park Drive. And so I told them, "Hey, you own it, you take care of it." They said, "Well, you need to fix certain things," so we did. And I said, "Okay, it's fixed." They said, "Yeah, okay, we took it over, so we don't have a landscaping budget anymore."
That was what,
That's
$14,000 a year or something like
yeah,
that?
it's gone
But I mean,
completely.
that's what we were paying.
Right, it's zero
Yeah.
now. We went from whatever it was to zero, and that's pretty darn good.
Congratulations, everyone.
Yeah, that's a feather in our cap for sure. Like I said, we're aggressive at cutting costs. The newsletter, the landscaping, now we're looking at insurance. We're doing everything we can to keep everything as low as possible. So okay, the assessment rate will be 170 for 2026. Joe, make sure that that's noted.
It is.
Cool. And we're up to homeowner concerns. Does anyone have a concern or a complaint or a compliment or whatever?
Yeah, I want to compliment you and Joe for handling my issue with the cat deal.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
much for your attention, and I think you handled it very professionally.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Keith. This is Jody. We live in Donnell. What was I gonna say? Okay, so we got those mowing notices. Is it just if our grass looks bad, that's when we get the notices? Because I saw it on that newsletter. I mean, our grass wasn't like really, really high, but it looked not that unkept.
Right. Well, we have someone who drives through and
I know, we
notes
saw
that.
him.
So we don't actually do that. The board doesn't actually do that. It's part of what we pay Goodwin to do. So,
Okay,
and they
but Goodwin
usually do
doesn't
it.
find, they don't find us, right,
No,
anymore?
God, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But if it gets really, really bad, like I got a yard not far from me right now, that's really, really bad. I'll go and take a picture of it and send it to the city, and the city will come and put a
Yeah.
thing on their door. And if they don't mow it within a week, the city will do it and bill
Yeah, it's over 12 inches if it, yeah, the code enforcement.
them.
Yeah, okay. So we just want to know, because I kind of asked Molly. I said, "Hey, are we going to get fined for this?" But our okay, so our trash bins also, they do have to be hidden, right?
Yeah, have to be behind the fence or in the garage.
Shoot.
Okay. And I just want to make sure, but we won't get fined for any of those. We'll just get a warning, right?
Yeah, we don't find in Bradford Park.
Okay. Okay, good. But if it looks like
Interesting.
it becomes a nuisance, then it goes to the city.
Well, what we do is I go and take a picture. I go and report it to the city, and then I ask to have Joe send a letter. So you get it from both sides. But the one that's got the teeth that can make you do something is the city. We can, if it's bad enough, we can tell you to fix it and give you issue a 10-day demand letter. And if you don't pay within that 10 days, then we can have a contractor come onto your property and do it for you, and then bill your account. So we can do the same thing the city does. The city does it better them to do it than us.
Yeah, let me just
Okay.
So I think what Jody is saying, both of the things you mentioned, Jody, there is city ordinances for. So really the HOA, I mean, they can send a letter and all that, but if it's a, if it has to do with the yard work, and I think they have an ordinance for the waste cans too. I believe they address it.
Okay.
In the city ordinances, you're not supposed to have it out. You can go on the city website and look. But,
okay, but Jamie, you know those random like, I think people were building them. It's along Donnell. Like they were building them maybe a couple years ago, where they it's an extension of their fence.
Yeah.
Where they can hide their bins. Is that allowed?
You can do that. I've seen some. There's been a couple down there. Yeah, around the on the way.
Does it have to get approved by the board?
No,
DCC.
Yeah, you just have to submit an architectural committee request. I mean, an architectural request to the ACC. Joe can send you the form, or it's on BPHOA.
It's also on Town Square.
Any of y'all have had that built? I mean, I'm just asking.
No, I'll just put it behind my fence. Actually, I keep our trash cans in the garage.
Oh,
we just had a babe.
Yeah,
we just had babies, so
to open the gate and put it behind there. You know, I thought about it at one point, but it didn't make sense to me.
Well, probably the cost would be more expensive than just putting it behind your gate.
Just putting it behind the gate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
And if it's real open right there and then they can still see the trash bins, then it would be for nothing because they have to kind of be hidden. I know that someone down there, they have theirs built to the side and sometimes coming the other way, you can still see them. So I don't know how I feel about that, but you know, it is what it is.
Okay. That's all. I just wanted to know about that. I mean, obviously we just had a baby probably about a month and a half ago. So
congratulations.
You know, thank you. It's just one of those things like, do I really want to keep it out there? We got crap ton of diapers and all that stuff. You know, I'm just being honest. I don't lie about anything, but yeah, I just, you know, sometimes it might be out there. Sometimes it might not, but it's good to know that we don't fine unless, you know, the city does it. So I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
But we will try to keep our bins behind the fence as much as possible.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anyone else have any concerns, criticisms, complaints, compliments, whatever?
Yeah, I have to say that I'm upset with Ohio State for beating Texas the other day. That's all.
Well, I just got to say OHIO. So does anyone else have any homeowner concerns? Going once, going twice. All right, we're moving into executive session. That means if you're not a board member or Joe, you have to leave the call because they were talking about people's accounts and stuff. So if you don't mind, exit the call and we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, good night.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, everybody.